Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Sauden, ND. As a naturopathic doctor and fertility coach, I help women get calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. This episode is brought to you by Fertility Fundamentals. Fertility Fundamentals is a naturopath-led collective of women supporting each other in their fertility journey. Join the collective for free at www.facebook.com/groups/fundamental fertility and come join your tribe. Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. How is everyone doing? March is endometriosis month, and in keeping with this, I want to talk more about dietary strategies for endometriosis. So, endometriosis is an inflammatory condition, and it's worsened by cycling estrogen throughout the month. There has actually been several dietary patterns that have linked endometriosis with diet and show that certain dietary patterns actually appear to increase the risk of endometriosis and may worsen the severity of endometriosis in like patients who already have like established sites. So one of the greatest associations between diet and endo is the association between red meat consumption and low fish and omega-3 intake. So based on the literature, I would definitely recommend that you limit your red meat. So when I say red meat, that means things like bacon or processed meat, like salami or pepperoni, hot dogs, hamburgers, beef, pork, lamb. So all of that kind of falls under the umbrella of red meat consumption. Just limit it to about less than once a week, because based on a few studies, women who eat more frequent servings, whether it is red meat daily or even twice a day, have an over 50% greater likelihood of being diagnosed with endometriosis. And also, you would want to increase your fish intake to twice a week and perhaps include an omega-3 supplement. Since based on some studies, they found that in women with endometriosis, they had lower like omega-3 compared to women who did not have endo. And so fish is a great source of omega-3. So definitely upping the intake to twice a week at least would be good. If not, then take a supplement. Also try and increase your low-fat dairy or dairy protein in general. So women and adolescents who consume like 1 to 2 dairy products per day, like yogurt, actually were found to have a lower risk of endometriosis. Interestingly, the only dairy product that appears to worsen endometriosis is butter. So that is something that you may want to not incorporate in your diet as much as other dairy products, such as yogurt, for instance. Also, women with endometriosis have been tracked for years in the research. There's lots of great research on endometriosis. And one of the clearest patterns of nutrition found is that women with endo often eat far fewer vegetables and fruits than women without endo for some reason. Like, there's quite a few studies who did track women for a few years, and they found this gap between the amount of vegetables and fruits that women with endo eat compared to women who don't have endo. And studies have also shown that increasing fruit and vegetable intake means that you kind of like increase the antioxidant levels in your body, and this decreases pelvic pain in women with endometriosis because it also helps reduce inflammation. So I would say try and incorporate like 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. So every day, make sure you have some sort of fruit and vegetable, and variety can really help in incorporating this into your diet. So eat a variety of like fruits and vegetables, and it will also give you different antioxidants that would help decrease inflammation. And fiber is another great benefit of eating more fruits and vegetables. So if you have more fiber in your diet, you would have better gut health, more consistent bowel movements. You're able to excrete the excess hormones or estrogens that your body has. So fiber is definitely very important. So in terms of juicing, it's one of the questions I get asked sometimes by patients. Juicing extracts the fiber from fruits or vegetables. They can be helpful, especially if you don't eat as much fruit and vegetables, you don't like the taste, or it's really hard, it's a struggle to incorporate more servings in a day, then go ahead and juice. But it should not be the only source of antioxidants in your diet, because they are devoid of fiber, and you need that in order to have good bowel movements, good gut health. And generally, the goal with menstrual cramps and endometriosis is, you know, to support the cellular structure of menstrual tissue to produce less inflammation during a period. Since, you know, each cell in your endometrial lining or your uterine lining is created by fats in your diet. And we can change the severity of menstrual pain by improving the types of fats and oils in your diet. So having more olive oil, it's a healthy kind of oil, for instance, cooking with it, maybe adding it to a salad, 1 to 2 tablespoons into a salad. So there are lots of studies that show that olive oil reduces menstrual cramps in women with endometriosis. And also incorporating nuts or seeds are actually great sources of healthy fats. So 1 serving of nuts per day, and having a high ratio of like healthy oils, healthy fat oils like avocado oil, for instance, coconut oil, or flax oil. These are great sources of healthy fats which you can incorporate into your diet. And women with endometriosis actually appears to eat more trans fats than other women. And by reducing trans fats, we can reduce the severity of menstrual pain. So trans fats actually must be labeled in all of your food items that you purchase from the store. You can look at the label and you'd see that they do label how much trans fats is in each package. So make sure you read the labels of baked goods, of anything packaged, to keep your trans fats low in your diet. So, in summary, in terms of dietary strategies that you can incorporate today if you are suffering from endometriosis, are to eliminate or decrease the amount of red meat, butter, and trans fats in your diet. Make sure you have a high antioxidant diet that's rich with a lot of fruits and vegetables, and incorporating dairy is also associated with a decreased risk of endometriosis as long as it's not butter. Including fish-based omega-3s in your diet is also important. Reducing or eliminating alcohol as well may be able to help with the pain of endometriosis. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast and leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Do you have a story that you want to share or a topic you want covered? Head on over to the Fertility Fundamentals Facebook group and let me know. I've got a new episode coming your way next week. Until then, let's all do something amazing for yourselves and others.